From Spark and Anvil and Wellness Forge, this is The Studying Pair in Chapter 1 of the Wellness Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The community room was quiet and full of soft evening light. The day's energy had settled like dust on the shelves and rugs. In one corner, a tall, fluffy creature named Steady lay half curled on a beanbag chair that was only slightly smaller than they were. Steady looked like a heap of warm, clean laundry and moved with the same slow, heavy grace. They let out a long, quiet sigh, and the air in the room seemed to get a little calmer. Across the room, perched on a windowsill, sat Paws. Paws was small and smooth and gray, like a perfect skipping stone that had decided to stop skipping and just watch for a while. They didn't move much, but their presence was solid and certain. Between them, in the middle of the floor, was a tall, wobbly tower made of colorful, mismatched blocks. It was a monument to a busy day, a rainbow of felt and foam that reached almost to the ceiling. For a long moment, the only sounds were the gentle hum of the lights and the slow, deep rhythm of steady breathing. Suddenly, the main door to the hallway swung open with a soft whoosh and then clicked shut, sending a puff of air across the room. It wasn't a loud noise, but it was enough. The block tower shivered. It leaned. Then, with a series of soft thumps and whumps, it tumbled down, scattering a rainbow of felt shapes across the wooden floor. Steady flinched. The fluffy fabric covering them went from soft to prickly in a second, like a startled cat. A little rumble started deep in their chest, a sound of surprise. They felt their whole body tense up, ready to do something, though they weren't sure what. The feeling was big and buzzy. Instead of letting the rumble grow, Steady did something else. They let out the breath they were holding in a long, slow stream. Then they took a new one, even slower this time, feeling their big, soft body rise and then settle heavily into the beanbag. They focused on the feeling of weight, of being held by the chair, connected to the floor. The prickle smoothed out. The rumble faded. That was the body part of the skill. Steady wasn't pretending nothing happened. They were just letting the body do what bodies do. Breathe slow, settle heavy, find the floor.
Paws watched the whole thing from the windowsill. They saw the tower fall. They saw the block scatter. They saw Steady's fluff stand on end, and they saw the big, slow breath that followed. Paws didn't rush over or make a sound. They just waited, a tiny gray stone of stillness. After a moment, they hopped down from the sill, making a small, clean tick sound on the floor. They hopped once, twice, three times, until they were sitting beside one of the fallen blocks. Paws looked at the mess. It wasn't angry or sad or bad. It was just a pile of blocks where a tower used to be. They looked over at Steady, who was now breathing in that same slow, calm rhythm again. "The tower fell," Paws said, their voice clear and quiet. That was a startling sound. They didn't say it was Steady's fault or the door's fault. They just said what happened. Then they sat, perfectly still, giving the moment space to just be. They were a little island of calm in the sea of scattered blocks. That was the moment part of the skill. Not jumping straight to a solution, just naming what was there.
Steady looked at Paws, a small, solid shape in the middle of the colorful mess. They took one more deep breath and slowly, carefully, uncurled themselves from the beanbag. They padded over to where Paws was waiting. They didn't say anything, just stood there, feeling the solid floor under their feet. The big, buzzy feeling was gone now, replaced by a quiet stillness that matched Paws' own.
"I see a blue block near your foot," Paws said softly, not looking up.
What if we start there? It wasn't a command. It was a question, an invitation. Steady looked down. There was indeed a fuzzy blue block right there. It seemed like a simple, possible thing to do. They reached down with a soft, floppy limb and picked it up. It felt warm in their grasp. Paws hopped over to a yellow one. "I'll get this one," they said. Together, without any rush, they started to gather the scattered pieces. They weren't building the tower again, just making a neat pile in the corner, turning a mess into a tidy collection of colors. Each block went where it went. There was no race, no count, no scoreboard.
Soon, all the blocks were stacked in a low pile against the wall. The floor was clear again. The room felt even quieter than before. Steady settled back onto their beanbag, their fluff soft and smooth. Paws hopped up and sat on Steady's knee, a comfortable, familiar weight. The evening light was turning gold. "My insides were all fizzy," Steady rumbled, the sound gentle and low, like a shaken-up soda bottle. "I noticed," Paws said simply. "The fizz is gone now." "Feeling my feet on the floor helped," Steady added. "And you're waiting." "The waiting is important," Paws agreed. "It gives the fizz a place to go. The blocks are still here. We are still here." They sat together in the comfortable silence, a perfect pair. The big soft one who knew how to steady the body, and the small solid one who knew how to settle the moment. And the room was calm.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the Steadying Pair. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.